Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
County updates social media policy for county employees. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Brandy Elder, Executive Director of Human Resources and Risk Management, went before the board on Tuesday to outline the suggested changes to the current social media use policy for county staff. Elder said due to the ever-changing social media environment, the HR department felt it was important to add positive work environment verbiage to the policy. She told commissioners the updates to the policy will guide, quote, county employees on not bullying or harassing others on social media in regard to their work environment. The current policy permits the use of multiple platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. The purpose of the policy is to provide guidelines on what information will be given via social media, including county activities, issues, initiatives, and policies. Part of the policy requires county employees to complete the Campbell County Social Media and Networking Approval and Agreement Form, get approval from the head of their department, provide guidance of the use of linked websites, provide guidance for the use of private social media, and describe procedures for retaining records of social media posts. The new additions aim to further outline the expectations of the conduct of employees on social media. It reminds employees they should always be courteous to their fellow employees, and conflict is to be resolved by speaking directly to the individual and not through online communications. It also says if an employee chooses to post complaints regarding the county or county-related topics, they must avoid using statements, photographs, videos, or audio that could be viewed as malicious, threatening, or intimidating other employees, vendors, or individuals who work on behalf of the county. Elder says the policy is generally consistent with other policies like it for governmental entities, including the U.S. Army's, South Dakota's, and Wyoming's. One question raised by Commissioner Kelly McCreary asked who would enforce the policy if an infraction was made. Elder said she would as the director of the Human Resources Department. He followed up by asking, quote, what if someone is bad-mouthing someone like me because they don't like me and you don't like me either? What would happen? Elder said if an employee feels they are being attacked by another employee on social media, they bring it to HR or their supervisor. They do an investigation either internally or externally if they feel HR isn't the right place to go, such as the employer's council. After the discussion, the board unanimously approved the policy changes. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.